This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, true that, true that. How many people say they don't believe the media? The CIA-controlled mainstream media? 94% of you. Then I have a question for you. How is it that they're still in business, friends? Who's paying those sponsors to keep these deceivers and propagandists and useful idiots on the air, if not you? It's only a question that you can answer, America, because the fact of the matter is there's a whole lot of people in this country that hold the truth and unrighteousness. They say one thing, they say they believe one thing, and they act otherwise. In contradiction, diametrically opposed to what they profess in so many different ways. With that said, friends, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America. And without further ado, I have much to dump on the American people concerning what the mainstream media means to omit. And, you know, before I get to that, it's probably going to go on until tomorrow's show as well, because I only have 1 hour allotted to me today. But with that said, I want to talk to you real quick about how to detect a business that is serving itself. Business soon to be out of business is really what it comes to. And first and foremost, I'm a preacher. But with that said, I've been going through several situations where these things, these flags keep coming up, and they're beginning to bother me greatly. And so many are saying, well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, again, detecting businesses that are serving themselves and how they operate, okay? And rest assured, they're businesses that are soon to be out of business. Now, the problem with lying and deceiving is that their efficiency depends entirely upon a clear notion of the truth that the liar and deceiver wishes to hide. Let me say that again, and this will come into scope for you. The problem with lying in business and deceiving in business is that their efficiency depends entirely upon a clear notion of the truth that the liar and deceiver selling you their product, they wish to hide the truth of the matter. Now, my son recently was looking for a company to work with concerning editing for the videos that we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Check it out. You'll love the videos. He just did a brand new one, second to none. But with that said, we're looking for a new company, namely my son, concerning editing for his computer. and content for his computer and music for his computer concerning these videos that we do. As he was doing so, I told him to find a package deal so it would be all-inclusive concerning the music, the images, the fonts, etc. You get it. Well, a short while later, and in his excitement, this was just yesterday, he said that he found a company to work with, and I asked him how much the package was and if it was all-inclusive. Everything was part of the program that we were to buy, a membership program. And he said, "Dad, it is only $29.95 a month." And I said, "For everything?" And he then went on to say that he you could cancel at any time, Dad, if you don't want it. I mean, almost acting as if what he was telling me could go on without questioning what was really being sold. I said, "Listen, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is." And then I told him to call the company and ask if there's any hidden cost. And again, does everything come with that $29.95? Is it all inclusive? Simple question, right? Because we know today in America, what you're being sold, we have to pay attention to the small print, don't we? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Well, when he had called the company, the first mistake that they made was that they didn't have real people answering the phones. In other words, they returned messages, and that's not a good way to get things started. I want to say this, too, just to add to that. These companies that operate in such a fashion, big tech companies especially, that operate in such a fashion where they don't answer their own phones, their days are numbered. You can mark my word. Because people cannot stand dealing with computers. And really what it is, from the owners of those companies that use computers to do their biddings for them, it's really a slap in the face concerning that connection that needs to happen between the buyer and the seller in business. It's just a fact. Well, he did receive a phone call. And when he received his phone call back, he found that the deal of the century was a year contract. Otherwise, the cost would be not $29.95, but would now be $69.95. And my son told me you could cancel at any time. But that only applied to the $69.95, contrary to what was put on their website when they were selling it at $29.95. Friends, again, this isn't what their page was selling. And this is what we're seeing across the boards in business today. You know, the sad fact of the matter is that this country no longer operates, and therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. Matthew 7:17. I've even found that a good number of the companies in America today are not serving the customers, but rather the almighty dollar. You know, again, I ask, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And yet there's so many people today that are willing to sell their soul to make a little gain off of using deceptive measures and selling you a product that they themselves don't even believe in. Because if they did believe in it, friends, guess what? Their product would do the selling all on its own. The supply would meet the demand, and the best business card there is, friends, is the word of mouth. And if your product delivers, you don't have to deceive people. You don't have to lie to the people. You don't have to use deceptive numbers on the front page of your paper and then put little numbers on the bottom telling the truth of the matter. I'm going to get into this in just a couple more minutes. We got a quick break coming up right now on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. But again, friends, what is so prevalent in America today in the business world is there's so many people that are willing to deceive, friends, and selling a product that they declare that they believe in, but yet if they believed in the product and that it would sell on its own, it would sell itself, they resorted to what? Lying and deceiving the customers. Friends, we're going to be getting right back to this in just a minute. How to detect a business that is serving itself, a business soon to be out of business. I'm going to give you some more examples in just a couple minutes. Be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give it themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about how to detect a business that is serving itself, a business soon to be out of business. You see, the problem with lying and deceiving in business is that their efficiency depends entirely upon a clear notion of the truth that the liar and the deceiver wishes to hide. In other words, if their product is as good as it claims to be, as good as it claims, or at least that they claim it to be, it's going to sell itself. And I was just telling you the story, friends, just yesterday this took place, and this morning as a matter of fact, that my son is working to find a company to work with. And I told my son, I said, listen, today you're going to have to vet people to find people that you can work with. You have to find people that you can trust. That's the hardest thing today in business, in any function or any facet of business today, is finding people that you trust. Ministry, it is a huge deal. As a matter of fact, it's the number one thing for me. Even to say someone's my friend, it is all based off of trust, friends. People that are those that keep their words. King David prayed, Lord, I'm a companion of all them that feared thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Those that practice what they preached. And the Bible says that we're to prove those that we labor among. So it's wise for us all to take heed to the Word of God. Now, again, talking about business, which I'm making it applicable to today, especially within the ministry here today, my son went to a site and he was excited about it, and he found a site where it was all inclusive for $29.95 a month. And I said, wait a second, it sounds too good to be true. And if it's too good to be true, it probably is. So we ended up calling them. They returned the phone call, And I asked the lady this morning, I said, so why is it that you have on your site all-inclusive $29.95? And she said, well, it's $29.95 if you sign up for a year annually. I thought, well, okay, there's number one. Then why didn't you put that on your website? Okay? And I said, does that include everything? I said, what if I want to do just a month-to-month basis? She said, that's then $69.95. If you want to save money, then just sign up for a year. Okay, who at this point is she looking out for? The business or the customer? She just has a major flag and a disconnect being played out between me and her now because I see that they're in favor of themselves more than they are the customer. Okay? And I told her, I said, why are you using deceptive measures in selling your project or your product? I said, if it's as good as you claim it to be, then it's going to sell itself. She said, well, I didn't know that I was doing that. You know, I told my wife, I said, I really believe that people are so deceived today that they don't even realize that they're deceived. Because they don't think for themselves. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And how many of these people resort to the fact that, well, I'm just doing my job. Well, then if you're doing your job, know what you're selling to people. Wouldn't you want someone, if they were selling something to you, to know what they were selling you? Wouldn't you want them to be upright to you? Well, of course. Well, then do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 7:17. Then I asked her, I said, so is this all inclusive? Does this include the music? Does this include the fonts and the images? Oh yeah, this includes everything with membership. And then she said, I said, oh, not, now you're bringing in the word. You just inserted the word membership. I said, what does membership entail? I said, what does membership cost? See, it said nothing on the $29.95 deal of the century concerning their products, had nothing to do with membership, had nothing to do with annual. So they start using these words. It's a play of words, friends. And again, what they're doing is lying and they're deceiving because they're hoping to hide what's really behind what they're selling. That's what they're doing. And this is exactly what she did. And she proved my point. As a matter of fact, I had a good portion of my article for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com written before I even talked to her. Now I'm going to get to that. As I said during the end of the last segment, I find that a good number of the companies in America today are not serving their customers, but rather the almighty dollar. I mean, folks, it's getting so ridiculous now. I mean, as if to suggest that when I buy a car, I mean, do I need now ask the question, did the tires come with it? When I go into a restaurant and I go to a buffet, for example, is it getting to the point now where they say to you, would you like something to drink with it? You mean that doesn't come with the meal? Are you suggesting that I came in here to eat without drinking? I mean, it's just getting to the point where it's just blatantly deceitful in the manner in which people operate in business today. And there's so many people in this country, and I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in America today, and it applies to the 53 countries that are listening to as well. We're all in this together on a global scale. All nations are one blood, so we are interconnected one way or another, right? Acts 17:26. But there's so many people that are willing to sell their souls for a little money, for the long green, as they say in the hood. You know, about 15 years ago, I was in a health food store where they sold a large selection of vitamins. When I grabbed some ginseng and was going to check out, a man that was at the cash register was ready to pay for his items when the lady behind the counter said to him that he owed two times more than what it said on the price tag. The man said back to her that the price was right here on the sticker while pointing at the items. He held it up and showed her. And she replied with, those prices were for members only. Oh, like he was supposed to know. I mean, it is a store that's open to the public. It didn't say store only open to members. See how they're playing the wordplay game again? They're using deceptive measures in selling. Well, right next to the big price numbers were the little tiny numbers to the right of where it said that these prices apply to customers only. Friends, how deceptive. See, the big price was for members, the one that everybody could see. The little numbers were for those that weren't members. Folks, you're seeing this across the board in America today. This is a nation, you've heard the saying, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Guess what, friends? That's being played out. What happens when there's nobody left? Because that's what it's going to come to sooner or later. It's getting ridiculous. It's very deceptive. You know, sometime back I asked my wife, speaking of which, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to use usury for our brothers. You can lay usury on other people, interest when you buy. Or borrow, okay? Borrow to buy. And the Bible condemns usury within, concerning your Christian brothers and sisters. You're not supposed to borrow with interest, okay? But I asked my wife some time ago, I said, so what is the deficit that's still owed concerning a place that we own? Actually, the bank owns, forgive me. And she told me the numbers. I said, those numbers have been pretty close to the same for 15 years now. See, we live in a system, friends, where the government borrows money out to people. Now, you have to ask the question, where is the government getting the money from? From you. Now, they've created fiat money, paper money. Has no gold standard, no silver standard no more. There's nothing to back the dollar. So they create money out of thin air. They borrow it to you, okay, the people that they're supposed to serve. They got the money from you, and while they borrowed the money from you, they want to loan it back to you so you can buy a house and pay 10 to 15 times more for that house than what it's really worth through usury, through interest. Just think about that. Is that a system where people are looking out for one another? Absolutely not. It's a system that is destroying itself. And sooner or later, it will catch up. We were just out in Florida, preaching out in Florida. While we were out there, we had to go through toll after toll after toll after toll. It's offensive. I want you to think about this. Those roads across the United States of America, aren't we promised on a yearly basis from these politicians that promise to serve we the people? Politicians is a slang word. It's talking down on people that are not what they claim to be. Don't they promise to, you know, use your taxes for the fundamentals, you know, highways and the such? Of course they do. Well, when you go, we travel a lot, and when we travel a lot, we run into these tolls like I did in Florida. And you're being nickeled and dimed by the government saying back to you, listen, we've made these roads. We don't want you to know that it was actually your tax dollars that already paid for them. But what we're going to do is we're going to double dip. We're going to gouge from the American people, and we're going to make you pay at this toll $1.50, at this toll $2.50. If you go for 45 minutes, it'll be $12.50. Like the government is doing, like our representatives are doing us a favor by saying that we can use these special roads that they made. Wait a minute, America. Where did they get the money to make them roads? We already paid for them. If we already paid for those roads, then why are they gouging us and double dipping and asking us to pay? Like, for example, it's a privilege that we can go on these roads that we already paid for and have to pay for them again and again and again and again. That's deceptive, friends. How is a government going to survive? Well, sooner or later, it's not. Well,
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is blasting a key Democrat, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who is promising further congressional action following a statement from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Wednesday.
Jerry Nadler just proved that he shouldn't be the chairman of that committee by saying Jerry Nadler has figured out already, without an investigation, that he's going to respond to the crimes of the president.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Congressman Nadler did hold a press conference just after 2 o'clock Eastern when he said,
with respect to impeachment question, at this point, all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the U.S. is not trying to start a conflict with Iran. He spoke to reporters on a plane while flying to Jakarta.
I don't think anyone wants a war with Iran. I don't think you'll find people in the national security apparatus that wants a war with Iran.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. You're going to love that page. Several hundred videos bringing about results to America's issue and issues, a plethora of topics, hoping that we covered, you know, 99.9% of question marks before they're asked. The questions before they're asked, we've answered them. If you, again, would like to call in, please do. We just had some callers call in. Stick to the topic. I'm not diverting from the topic today. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how to detect a business that is self-serving. A business soon to be out of business is what they are. Rest assured, the problem with lying and deceiving is that their efficiency depends entirely upon a clear notion of the truth that the liar and the deceiver wishes to hide. And this is how they operate, friends. You know, a lot of times when I go into stores, as a matter of fact, or if I'm looking to get something, hopefully I know what I'm talking about. And if I don't know what I'm talking about, I do the same thing. I'll ask the questions. I'll ask them to prove it. I'll ask them to show me how it works. I'll ask of the quality. I'll have them prove the quality, the solidity. I'll go through the whole rigmarole because I want to know what I'm buying. Is it what they are, attempting to sell me? I want to make sure it's I'm getting what they are selling me. I'm getting what they are telling me that they are selling me. And how many times have I found out that they don't tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth? They're a bunch of Pinocchios. And friends, for me, discernment is, you want to know what something or something is wrong in a room, bring me in. 5 minutes later, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Troubleshooters, right? That's what I do. It's my gifting. I didn't ask for it, but I'm just good at it. Okay? But I can detect when people are lying. I'm in my gut always tells me that discernment, that Holy Ghost bearing witness to my conscience, tells me the truth. I just said it in the natural and in the spiritual for you. 1 Corinthians 2:4. Read it when you get a moment. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, about 15 years ago when I was in a health food store, it's a large store where they sell a large selection of vitamins. And I grabbed some product, and there was a guy that was in front of me, and he put his products up on the counter. And all of a sudden, the lady behind the cash register, the clerk, said to him that this man owed twice as much as what it said on the price tags of the products that he had in hand or on the counter. And he showed her the price. And then she took the time to show him the little super, super tiny print next to it. You're not a member. And when she said, you're not a member, this man was angry, and rightfully so. He walked out with his products left on the counter. And when I seen what she just did, I followed in close pursuit. I put my goods up on the counter, and I walked out right behind him. Folks, no one likes deceptive and deceitful tactics. I remember when we built a house and we put an addition onto it. And when we put the addition onto it, we had another bathroom, so we had another shower. And so they put everything in except the door. And I kid you negative, friends. And I called them up and I said, well, hello. I said, what happened to the door for the shower? And this is what he said to me. He goes, Bradley, it doesn't come with the shower. I said, you have got to be kidding me. That is, hey, folks, that is deceptive. It's deceitful. And you know what? The man's going to lose my business if he's going to operate in such a fashion. Real quick. I couldn't even believe he said it. But guess what, friends? He said it. You know, they want to give you the deal of the century, the deal of the week, the deal of the month, the deal of the day. Folks, if it sounds too good to be true, read the small print. And if they have the small print, take the paper, put it down on the counter, and walk out and say, you know what? Enough is enough. This is how they operate. This is how they allure you in to come into their place of business. You know, airports are now doing it. We used to fly Sun Country all the time. They were great. It's an airline out of Minneapolis. And you would go, I'm 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". So I'm a big, tall dude. And interestingly enough, it's really hard to be shoved into one of those little sardine cans in the back. And I have to be put up in the front in many cases. And with that, they treated you great over at Sun Country. And I know that they've gone through owners, ownerships, and, different companies buying on to Sun Country. And it got to the point where it shifted over so many times, you could just slowly see that it was no longer about the customer. It was now about the airlines making money. And so the last time we flew with Sun Country, I noticed that no longer is it two seats up in the front where I can actually put my feet down, right? Because in the back, my feet are literally on the back of the chair. All of a sudden, they put another chair in between the two, so now they have three, and they're trying to sell you. They're trying to literally sell you, hoping that you're going to play the fool to their tactics, that somehow you're getting a better deal up in the front. You pay 2 to 3 times more for that, right? And as you're up in the front there, friends, you're just as uncomfortable in many ways, outside of the fact that I can lay my feet out now, than I would be in the back. And they used to give you condiments. They used to give you free pop. They would give you a hamburger or a hot dog. They don't do that anymore. You have to pay for that. If you want a pillow, you want a blanket, guess what? You have to pay for that now. You used to get two free bags when you'd fly. You know what? Now you have to pay $25 a bag. I said to my wife, I said, no more. We're done with them. If this is how they're going to, this is not how they started out. They started out treating their customers like the customers mattered. Right? What am I talking about? How to detect a business that it's serving itself. A business soon to be out of business. And rest assured, and you can mark my words, I'm right. I'll get to that in a moment. Because people don't like being lied to. They don't like being deceived. They don't like being gouged. Hey, listen, if my ticket, my seat costs a certain amount of money, and I pay for it, and I pull up and I sign up, I'm sorry, sign in to get onto my seat on the airline, in the airplane, I go ahead and I sign in at the kiosk, right? While I do that, all of a sudden, I go up to the front counter and I give him my two bags, and he says, well, you're going to have to pay $25 for those bags now. It's like, you have got to be kidding. You've never done this before. We have new owners now, they said. Really? Okay. Then we get onto the airplane, and then we're trying to figure out, well, don't we get something to drink? Yeah, but you have to pay for that now. It's like, okay. So I look over at the stewardess, and I say to the stewardess, I said, what are we doing here? We've been with you guys for 15 years. Everywhere we go, and we travel a lot, you guys have always been, and they have great rates. They're super cheap. And we asked the stewardess, what's going on here? We have new owners now. This is just most recently, about a month and a half ago. I said, really? I said, well, I'm going to write a letter to the owner. And when I got home, I went online, friends, and I could not. I wrote a letter to customer relations. And I got a generic reply, okay? That got my blood boiling right off the bat. I'm not stupid, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not going to play with those that are at the bottom of the pole. I'm going to go all the way up to the top of the pole. I want to talk to the captain. I don't want to talk to their subordinates, okay? And because I want to let them know I'm not playing, that if you don't care about the customer, I just want to let you know we're gone. That's it. No more, okay? Because you know as well as I do, captain of the ship, the airline Sun Country, that if you're going to get it from a customer that's going to take the time to come to you and tell you, we're not going to use your services anymore because we understand that you're not serving us, but you're serving yourself, we're done. That sooner or later, that's going to catch up. And if they don't want to pay attention to that, that's fine. They can go ahead and reap the whirlwind as they sow to the wind. And so I got a generic reply from customer relations. And as I got that, I said, you know what? No, that one really got me. So what I did is I went online looking for the upper echelon of the corporate execs over at Sun Country. And I found like five different names. And so I wrote a letter, very specific, and I sent it to all of them. And I got the letters back. Return to sender, no address. And folks, just to let you know, we haven't been back. It's the same thing with Target. Remember when, this is just a side note, a branch off of what I'm saying here, just to show you that when we say we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it. They can't, hey, America, businesses cannot survive without your support. And if they're surviving, it's because you're supporting them. Remember about, what, 12, 13, 14 years ago now, Target began to implement the homosexual agenda, the sodomite agenda. I said to my wife, we're not going in there anymore. I've not been in that store one time. Not one time. For all the people that complained about it, if all those people that were complaining about it said no more and didn't patronize those stores anymore, give them business, they wouldn't be around anymore. And how many businesses have to learn the hard way? Let them learn the hard way. Because someone's going to come behind them that's going to actually be there for the customer again and take their place. I don't like casting my pearls before swine. Do you? No, neither do I. And I don't do it. And if I do it once, I usually learn it right away. And that usually happens occasionally by accident only. Okay? So now we're on a new airline. And what I'm talking about is how to detect a business that it's serving itself. That airline is serving itself, period. That's my perspective. That's my experience with them. Okay? And it's a business that's going to be soon out of business. And sure enough, it will be. Remember, the stewardess told us that the new owners, it's about the money. The stewardesses were not happy about the way that they were instructed to actually treat their customers. Because for 10 and 12 and 15 years, according to how long they've worked at Sun Country, they never treated their customers like that before. But now they're being told by the new owners that they have to pay for everything. They don't like it any more than we do, but I'm not going to support it. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm just getting some response over here from my live chat friends. And I have a friend that we're talking about businesses that are deceiving the people and how they're gouging people. Many times there's hidden costs. And interestingly enough, I have a guy right now telling me that he had a hard time to navigating a certain airlines. And I told him, I said, the reason that is, I said, that's purpose, because they want to get you on the phone so they can surcharge you for having one of their agents set up your ticket purchase. Just so you know that. You know, you want to go online, you want to get an airline ticket. This new airline that we're using now does this. And my wife, hey, listen, my wife is, listen, I've been married for 20 years, and I want you to listen to this. My wife, I've never heard my wife talk negative about anybody in the sense of gossiping about somebody. Never. Not one time. That is a blessing, my friends. But when my wife gets on edge about something, that person on the other end of the phone is going to get it. When we were coming back from Florida, as a matter of fact, we called in, and what they do is they make you call them now, okay? And as you call them, you have to arrange your seating the day of your flight or the day before your flight. And so, you know, with me, you don't get one without the other. The whole family goes. And so it was my wife and my four boys. And they said, well, you know what, we're gonna break them up. And my wife said, no. You're not going to take my young boys and break them up on a big airplane like this. You're not going to do that. I'm going to have them in scope, in view, and you're going to put me together. Well, we're going to have to pay for that. No. We're not paying for that. You're going to put my family together because I already paid for it. And they were accommodating. They were cool about it. But you know what, America? It comes to the point where you just say, you know what? I've had enough of your surcharges. I've had enough of your gouging. I've had enough of your hidden costs. Because it's ridiculous. What they're doing at that point is they're not serving you, the customer. They're serving themselves. And again, mark my words, that's a business that's soon to be out of business. Because you can only oppress a people so long. You can only oppress a people so long before they say, you know what, enough is enough. I'll go somewhere else. And you can rest assured there's good people out there that are going to raise up these companies and corporations that are going to be put in place of these big airlines and other corporations and businesses and restaurants and food chains and the gist, friends, that are going to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to open up a restaurant here. And they're going to put those big corporations out of business. That's what you need to do. Send the message. I'm not going to tolerate this. And if it's not true, how come there's so many corporations and how is it that so many stores today are being put out of business? Because the American people have awakened to the fact that they're not there serving me, but yet they're serving themselves, and they're not going to put up with it. Good for you. Let me give you another example. The Bible says making the epos small and the shekel great and falsifying the balances by deceit. That's found in Amos 8:5. Folks, the Bible has much to talk about in the sense of what we're talking about even now. Making the epos small and the shekel great and falsifying the balances by deceit. It's exactly what these people are doing in so many different ways. Another time we walked into a local Midwest favorite called Old Country Buffet. It used to be all over the place in Minneapolis. Okay? It was one of those restaurants that you could eat, and when you were done, you felt like you actually got yourself a good deal, and you were treated like a favored customer and left feeling pretty satisfied. Well, about 5 years ago, we went in as usual, and right when we were going to pay for our food, the lady behind the register asked if we wanted something to drink, which, by the way, was always a part of the price paid for at the buffet. Folks, I remember the way I felt. I just looked at her and I said, what did you say? She said, do you want something to drink? I said, no, we just came in here. When we eat, my family doesn't drink. What do you think we came in here to do? Well, if you want something to drink, then, sir, it's going to cost something more. You're going to have to pay for that drink all on its own. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's just a matter of time before your business goes out of business. And, of course, she smirked at me. Do I want, folks, I'm going to a buffet and she has the audacity, the gall to ask me if I want something to drink. I should have said, well, when you go out to eat, do you drink when you eat? Because I bet you probably do. I mean, your body's dependent upon liquid as much as it is the food, right? She said that it would be a separate charge. And again, I responded with, well, it's not going to be long before your place of business will be shut down. I said, you are gouging, and people are going to catch on, and that will be it for your restaurant. And friends, 6 months later, guess what? They're completely gone. People aren't going to put up with it. Folks, this principle can be applied all across the boards. No, we're not going to put up with it anymore. Guess what? When you don't put up with it, and you put your foot down, and you draw the line in the sand, the bad guys quit doing what the bad guys do best. Lie and deceive. This applies to government. This applies to the church pulpits, America. This applies to business. This applies to our personal lives. This applies to our families. What I'm talking about, friends, is how prevalent this has become today. Charge your customers more by separating the meal from the drinks only to receive less. Yep. That's exactly right. And I can't stand it. I don't do that to people. You know, oftentimes, friends, I find myself, five years ago, I had a card that I needed to keep in rotation to keep my credit good, because I have excellent credit, right? And so what I did is I went out and I got this car, super cheap. Now, folks, less than $10,000. And I thought, well, this would be cool. And I found that when I bought it, I ended up getting it buffed out, ended up getting all the interior cleaned out, put a new radio. I don't even listen to the radio. I just put a brand new one in, friends, just for the sake of making it what I would want for me, okay, rather than what the previous owner had for him. I modified it to what I wanted. And I had a couple issues with that car, and then what I did is I found out that I had it sitting in the garage, which was just taking up more space than it was anything else. And so when I got it paid off, I ended up selling it, and I lost, you know, $2,500 on the deal. And by the way, when they sold it to me, they said that the price on these cars, it was a vintage car, they say that these cars, they keep building up in value. They completely lied to me every step of the way. I didn't know. I'm not a car guy. And let me just say this to all of you. How do some of you people know? Listen, friends, if I owe somebody a nickel, my conscience will badger me until that nickel is paid for. This ministry owes nobody nothing. Not a dime, not a penny. Okay? How do some of you people take advantage of your brothers? You know, when I sold that car, I fixed it up in such a fashion that I would want to buy it just like that. I even fixed things up on it that I didn't need to fix up on it. But I knew that there was a little error in there, so I needed to fix it so I could feel good in conscience that what I did to him, I would want someone to do to me. I lost $2,500 off that car. Now, if I was to include the money that I put into it, I probably lost $3,500 into it. And I drove the thing probably, I bet, less than 10 times. I kid you negative. How prevalent today, friends? Charge your customers more by breaking it down, compartmentalizing product, separating product, only to receive less, and then gouge and ask them for more money that you know that already belonged to the deal in the first place. You see it all the time. Another experience I had was at another place called Timber Lodge Restaurant in Minnesota. Now, friends, these guys started out right. They used to give huge portions with a fair price. And soon, a couple years after, their food chain became big enough that you began to notice they had their food chain began to grow exponentially, friends. I'm sorry, exponentially. Excuse me. And so what they did is all of a sudden you seen it was no longer about the customer, now it was about making money. So in this particular situation, I told my wife, I need to call the management. I would want to know. Folks, I call the management because I would want to know. And by the way, good management will tell you, thank you very much for taking the time to tell me what you were dealing with on in one of their stores. That's a good manager, okay? And not the managers that come back and try to justify what they left undone. No, there the problem starts right there. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, right? Well, I told my wife that I'm going to call the manager, so I did. And I called the customer service, and I told them, why are you making your portions smaller and your prices are going higher? She began to make excuses. I said, listen, you can mark my words, within a year you're going to be out of business. A week later, they put up a sign on their front, their grass. It said, we're not going anywhere. They did that, friends. Within 2 weeks, the business was out of business. And friends, therein lies the lesson of the day. Talk to you.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.